morning. This is Zach Epperson with your sports update on this Tuesday morning. We start off first with men's college basketball news. Yesterday, the Louisville Cardinals received a notice of allegations from the NCAA, including one Level 1 allegation involving improper recruiting offers for former signee Brian Bowen II and the coach of another prospect, and three Level 2 allegations, including one against former basketball coach Rick Pitino. Louisville is also accused of failing to adequately monitor the recruitment of an incoming high-profile student-athlete. This according to ESPN. The NCAA alleges that Pitino, who had recently been hired as the head coach at Iona, did not satisfy his head coach responsibilities when he failed to promote what they called an atmosphere of compliance. Louisville is now the seventh program to receive an NCAA notice of allegations stemming from an FBI investigation into college basketball. Louisville officials and former coaches have 90 days to respond to the NCAA. Sad news to report out of the NFL yesterday. Hall of Fame coach Don Shula, the NFL's winningest coach of all time, has died at the age of 90. Shula won an NFL record 347 games in his career, including playoff games. He coached the Dolphins to the league's only undefeated season in 1972 when they went 17-0 and a victory over the Washington Redskins in Super Bowl VII. Shula was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1997. Shula, George Halas, and Bill Belichick are the only coaches in NFL history to win more than 300 games. And finally, on this day in sports history, all the way back in 1904, Cy Young pitches the first perfect game in modern baseball for the Boston Americans against the Philadelphia Athletics. And that does it for your sports update on this Tuesday morning. For Quixie 98.3, I'm Zach Epperson.